الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in every society and in every civilization, whenever we meet someone, there is a manner of meeting which is followed with a greeting. That particular form of greeting is widespread. When you meet someone, whether you know him, whether you don't know him, whether he is your friend, whether he is a stranger, there is always an etiquette, a manner of greeting, and a manner of speaking to him. How do you approach a person when you first meet him? So you have various forms of greeting that is prevalent in the world. In the Hindu tradition, for example, they say namaste. They don't know what it means, but it is there. In our parlance, many a times you say good morning, good afternoon, which is something that we come into contact and we come to know from time to time. Similarly, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us a way that when we meet one another, what we should say first. And unlike all other forms of greeting, this form of greeting is not man-made. This form of greeting comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to say, assalamu alaykum, to assure a person with regard to peace and stability from one side. It comes in a hadith that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala commanded Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, go to the angels and say unto them, assalamu alaykum, and listen to what they say in return. And what they say in return, that will be the salam of your progeny, of your children. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam went to the angels and said, assalamu alaikum. And they replied with, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So that is what Allah taught Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the salam of the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, my dear respected brothers, this is the best salam. That when we meet one another, kisi se mulaqat hum kare, to sabse behtareen tariqa mulaqat karne ki, یہی ہے کہ ہم السلام علیکم پیش کریں، ہم ان کو السلام علیکم سے ملے، اور ان کو جو ہے نا اگر ہم سلام پیش کریں تو اسی الفاظ سے سلام پیش کریں، السلام علیکم. That's the best way. Now look at the beauty of this. There are many beauties. One is for a person who is younger than you. السلام علیکم means kindness and affection to that young person. Kindness and affection to that young person, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Assalamu alaikum to an elder person, it signifies respect and honor. To a person who is your friend, person whom you know, this assalamu alaikum is the most beautiful expression of joy on meeting a friend. It is an expression and manifestation of joy when you meet someone whom you are close to. And when you are meeting someone who is a stranger to you, then this assalamu alaikum signifies to the person, I don't know you, but there exists between us a bond of brotherhood. And I am not your enemy, I am your well-wisher. Ya assalam ke zariye se, dost ke liye muhabbat ka paigham. Ajnabi ke liye salam ke zariye se, aap unko tasalli dete hain. کہ میں آپ کو اب میں آپ کا خیر خواہ ہوں، میں آپ کا کوئی دشمن نہیں ہوں، میں آپ کو کوئی برا کہنے والا نہیں ہوں. تو لک ایٹ دس بیوٹی وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو سلام. فار اے پرسن ہو از یور فرینڈ، اٹ از اے محبت کا پیغام، اٹ از اے مینس آف ایکسپریشن یور جوائے. فار اے پرسن ہو از اے اسٹرینجر، یو ٹیلنگ ہم ان شاء اللہ آئی وونٹ ہارم یو، آئی ایم یور ویل ویشر.